we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so it's going to be open lines, and I'm really going to be dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience to give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and it's up to you to call in, but I was just sitting here reading an article. It appears on WorldNet Daily. It's written by Michael Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F. And if you haven't read his material, you need to. He writes for WorldNet Daily. He was 30 years with the Defense Department. When he left, he was a senior analyst reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. And Michael Maloof has, with myself and a small band in Washington, D.C., is frightened to death at the prospect that at any moment, within an hour, within 2 hours, within 10 years, we don't know, but one nuclear weapon exploded 300 miles above Omaha, Nebraska, would wipe out most of the electronics in this country, and within a year, 60 to 90% of the American people could be dead. Now, this is not imaginary. It's real. You can go up on the Internet and read about it. Just look up electromagnetic pulse attack, EMP attack, call it what you will. But this is something we should be talking about all of the time. Yet there's an organized, coordinated effort to block articles on this. Oh, you'll see them occasionally. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago. There was an article on the Washington Times, but they got no comment at all. I mean, the article in the Wall Street Journal was written by James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, former ambassador, and by our friend Peter Pry. And, of course, it just points out the devastating effect. But the article, for whatever reason, didn't tell the whole truth. It didn't mention that there are two countries that are hardened and that will not be affected if there is an electromagnetic pulse attack, or the same thing can happen with a solar flare, a massive solar flare could simply wipe out the electronics in this country instantaneously. But what is not mentioned in the article in the Wall Street Journal, and you have to ask why, is the fact that both Russia and China have hardened themselves. That the military, the United States military, has been hardened. The only trouble is that it depends primarily on the domestic telephone and facilities, which are not hardened and would cease to exist. I would not be talking to you on telephone and doing a radio program. Our radio stations would be shut down. Our communications would be shut down. There'd be no electricity. There'd be no water. There'd be no radio. There'd be no ability to suddenly get food brought into the major cities. The whole infrastructure of our society would break down. And this could happen in an instant. Just one solar flare, just one nuclear bomb detonated 300 miles above the center of our country. And yet, why isn't anyone talking about it? Well, this new article by Michael Maloof that just occurred today in the WorldNet Daily points out that there are congressmen who are trying to get a new piece of legislation put through. It's called SHIELD, the SHIELD Act. And, of course, the SHIELD stands for Secure High Voltage Infrastructure for Electricity from Lethal Damage Act. That SHIELD stands for Secure High Voltage Infrastructure for Electricity for Lethal Damage Act. And, of course, it's mnemonic, but it really tells what this is all about. America is in grave jeopardy today. Both Korea, North Korea, and Iran have actually practiced setting off an EMP attack. Everybody laughed in the military when Iran went over to the Caspian Sea and from a shipboard, fired a missile high into the sky, and it exploded up a couple of hundred miles. And they said, why those crazy Iranians, they can't even fire a missile that will come down and explode. And it wasn't intended to come down and explode. It was intended to be sure that they would be able to set off one. And, of course, they used it with conventional explosives. They didn't use an atomic bomb. But I was told in 1994, 1995, by the gentleman who at that time was in charge of research for the Republican Party. He told me that at that time, Iran had several small atom bombs that they'd bought from other countries, and they had them in stock. Whether they still have them, I don't know. Well, maybe he wasn't telling me the truth, but I think if they could purchase them back in 1995, they could certainly purchase them today. They could get them from Pakistan or from some other country. One, not a whole flock or not an attack of 1,000 nuclear weapons. One nuclear weapon would simply wipe out the electronic grid across America. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, because I have nothing really prepared, but I'd hope that you would that our regular scheduled guest would be here. He's not, so you're going to have to go ahead and give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but this is, in my estimation, one of the great threats facing us today. Of course, the other is the fact that certainly if the Federal Reserve System stops pumping money into the system at the rate of $85 billion a month, the economic system will collapse. Our economy is in trouble. The only thing that's keeping it going is a massive infusion of money. But if the Fed doesn't stop pushing all that money into the economy, why, we'll end up with rampant inflation or hyperinflation, and that'll destroy the infrastructure of our country. There's no way they can continue doing what they're doing, and they know that. And of course, Ben Bernanke's going to be out of the hot seat there as of the first of the year, and what happens after that, he doesn't have to worry about. They could blame it on the next director of the Federal Reserve System. But America is in real trouble financially. America certainly is in real trouble morally. We've turned against God, and I really do believe that God does bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him. But the only telephone number, you can hear the music. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Forward to it.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and as I said, why, I don't have a guest this morning. He's supposed to slip in, and he's here on the Pacific Coast at 7 o'clock. You have to get up early before 7 to do it. I don't know what happened, but we do have a caller, fortunately, who's on the line.
Good morning, Stan. This is Sue, and I'm calling about. I'm first of all calling because the listeners have a debt of gratitude to you for having such excellent speakers, and so I just want to say thank you from all of us for your perseverance.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I mean, and the incredible work you put into this. This is just, we're so thankful to have you. What I'm calling about is you've mentioned that China and Russia have hardened themselves against an EMP attack.
Yep.
There's something called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and that is, if you just Google it, you can read about them. They were founded in 1996 as the Gang of Six, and then they were changed in 2001. And basically what that is China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, I believe, several other countries, and stands, like Uzbekistan's, and the stand countries around there. And what they are, it is a military alliance to defeat the United States and Israel. They are, they have military exercises actually monthly, and you can read about these military exercises. And when I asked a Dr. Kolb, K-O-L-B, who is in the Defense Procurement Department about this in a group of about 120 people, he said, "Oh, you must be one of the only people who know about the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the state that I live." And he didn't even address it. But basically, we have to contact our representatives, both Republican and Democrat and independents, and tell them we know about this and we demand to be protected because they're protected against this, and either we've been so heavily infiltrated that it's politically incorrect to talk about this, but we are demanding that they now address this since Maine got it passed. And because you had that, you had him on last week, and he told us about that Maine had passed this bill. So I'm just, you know, I hope everybody calls your senators today and tell them that this is a criminal, the Immigration Act is a criminal act. And we also demand, we are not ignorant like they think we are. So that's what, you know, is really important to me right now today.
Well, I certainly concur. We do know there are all these things going on behind the scenes. But because there are six major corporations that control 90% of the media, they largely determine what the American people think and believe. And for the skeptic out there, we carry the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, and he'd studied this for 30 years before he wrote the book, The New Media Monopoly. The media is controlled 90%. Actually, we have 12 major banks that control 69% of all the financial assets in our nation. The other 5,500 banks control the other 31%. People don't understand this concentration of power. A trilateral commission, they control the president. I mean, the person who's the head of the National Security Advisor, invariably comes from the 87 members of the trilateral commission. We don't have a two-party system or a democracy. We have an autocracy, and they have an agenda, and I tremble for my country when I reflect what these people really want. I've read what they want. And that's Agenda 21, and I fear it's going to be implemented. We have to get the people informed. How do we reach the people, though? There's certainly Sue, I know you're concerned about it, and I'm concerned about it. How are we going to reach them?
Well, I wish we had bumper stickers that we could purchase from Liberty Radio and the 1360 radio station so that we can drive all over town and have people tune in, because if people aren't knowledgeable, they have no idea what's going on, and it's what you do with your knowledge, not just that you have it. Freedom isn't free, and we have to call our representatives and let them know and expose what's going on and expose that they don't know what's going on, unless they do and they're just covering it up, and many of them are. DreamsFromMyRealFather.com website is one of the best DVDs on the history of Obama. But there are many things that have been written and many things on your website that are vital information. But we just do what we can. But today it's time to call and just Google U.S. representatives and call every Republican at least that's in the House, because every one of those Republicans are going to be voting either for or against this immigration bill. And there's no amending it. It's a criminal bill, and it is fraud, and it's a scam. And we can tell our representatives that we know it is. So anyway, I've said a lot. I suppose other people will be calling in. So thanks so much.
God bless. Thanks so much, and I appreciate your words of encouragement. Well, our telephone numbers. Well, we have another caller. Okay, who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Susie in Northern Colorado. I ditto what that lady just said. We need to shut the White House phone system down on this immigration bill, just like we did the last time. So everybody, Google what she just said and call the heck out of them.
Well, we need to build a border fence first, and don't
invite people in who have already broken our law. You know, we've got common ordinary Americans that are having a hard time now, and the USA is broke. So why do we keep letting them in?
Well,
we need to do what Arizona just did. And you know what? We need to do something about the Supreme Court and the Obamacare bill and the sleazy way it got through. I think that was Roberts who read it. Anyway, I'll take your comments on that, and I'm really P-I-S-S-E-D. Thank you. Bye.
God bless. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you are concerned, and you should be, but don't bother calling the White House. Call your senator and call your member of the House of Representatives, because they're the ones who need to know how upset we are. Basically, in 1986, the immigration bill was passed under the Reagan administration, and they promised the American people there would never be another legalization of people who were here illegally. First of all, they said, number one, there are about 1 million illegal immigrants in America, and of course, if we just make them legal, it'll solve the problem. And certainly they're here, they have families here, they've come in illegally, but we are going to strengthen the border, we are going to guard that border so we don't get a lot more illegal immigrants. You don't have to worry, you can trust us. That's exactly what they said. President Reagan insisted on it. The leaders of the House and the Senate both said, we're going to strengthen the border, we're going to close the border down. There are only 1 million illegal immigrants, and of course they were lying, as they always do. While there were 3 million illegal immigrants at the time, 3 million illegal immigrants became American citizens, and I'm sure many of them are excellent American citizens, and most Spanish people are hard-working people. And quite frankly, we need people to work in the fields. Why do we need people to work in the fields? Well, it's hard work. I know. I started out there when I was 13 years of age, working in the fields, and I'll tell you, it was hot and dry and miserable. It was during the Second World War. They were short on field workers, and so that's what we did. But ladies and gentlemen, people would work, Americans would work in the fields, but why should they? All they have to do is apply for welfare. You get food stamps. You can get housing allowances. You can get Medicaid, free medical care. to get health, welfare, and insurance, and why bother to work? And as long as we subsidize people here and we have tens of millions of people on welfare under one guise or another, why, of course, we're not going to have people work in the fields, and we're going to have to bring in people from other countries to do the work. Now, it could be done. We used to have a farm labor program where workers could come in from Mexico, and they would work, and then they would be sent back home. But they didn't want a solution to the problem. The people who really rule America want a multicultural, multilingual society. And, of course, they want bring these a lot of these people because they don't understand America. They have no tradition. All they want are the benefits of our society. But these ideas, certainly that we are a republic, they don't understand that, and I understand it. But you have to understand that it is human nature to vote for the person who promises to give you the most. Democracy doesn't work. Go back and read Plato's Republic. And it was written 2,350 years or more ago. But Plato had it right. He said democracy doesn't work, but it was his solution. It was his solution that was wrong. And that is, he wanted this utopian leader, this so-called knowledgeable leader who would take over and control society. And basically, he reiterated certainly and pointed out the failures of democracy, but he wanted a ruler. And basically, of course, that's what our leaders want. They don't believe in democracy. Basically, if Congress votes one way and they don't like it, they simply violate the law. They bring the law immediately back after bribing a number of congressmen. That's how they got the Patriot Act through. The Patriot Act, when it went before Congress, even after 9/11, failed. So they violated the law. The law said, of course, that you can't bring it back again, and they brought it back again after putting out $25 billion to bribe congressmen, and that's what it was, you know. You want something for your district, we'll give you $1 billion, $10 million, how much do you want? Couple of billion dollars in grants for your district so you can get the economy going so you can get reelected? Fine. Put out $25 billion, they bought about 20 Congress votes, and they just shifted it all around. That's how the system really works. The Trilateral Commission, 87 members, every president and or vice president from 77 to 2008 came from their membership roles, as did seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the secretaries of defense, and of course our current Secretary of State and our current Secretary of Defense come to the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations, and back one of them is a member of the Trilateral Commission. Well, who do we have on the line? Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn giving you a call.
Hi.
I wanted to follow up on something one of your previous callers had mentioned. She had mentioned that she was very concerned and angry about several things going on, one of those being the Obamacare Health Care Act. And what I wanted to do was to follow up on that with a level of action that I think people can begin to rally around an example of that kind of action that I think has been successful in at least trying to put the brakes, the skids, on the Obamacare legislation. I don't know if you are aware, but in Oklahoma, the state House of Representatives has actually passed a bill that will, in fact, nullify the Affordable Health Care Act if and when it comes to the state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma State Representative Mike Ritze, R-I-T-Z-E, is the author of that bill, and he has been successful with the cooperation of various constituents in the state of Oklahoma in actually getting that bill passed through the state house in Oklahoma. Now, whether it's going to pass the Senate there, I don't know, and it's still kind of up in the air at this time. But I would encourage your listeners to look that up on the Internet and to look up that the structure of that legislation, the language of that legislation, because I believe, quite frankly, that can be a model of action for people all across this country to lobby their state legislators to get to take some action against the Affordable Health Care Act and to actually put the SCIDs to nullify, using the principles of nullification and intervention, nullify the Obamacare bill and to interpose themselves between us and the federal government on this matter. So that's the one thing I did want to...
Well, hang on. We're going to a break. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. Is our caller still with us?
Yes, I'm still here, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead then.
I was just saying that in the state of Oklahoma, Republican representative, state representative Michael Rizzi has authored and successfully passed through his state legislature affordable health care nullification bill. That is a bill that will nullify the effects of the Obamacare legislation on the people of the state of Oklahoma. That is, of course, should it be successful in passing through the Senate. However, I think that this is is an example of victory that we can have if we take action, turning our ire into action and turning our ire for action into organization and not just individual efforts. Although I do believe in individual efforts, I think that collective action without becoming collectivists is required for the state of our republic at this time. And Michael Rizzi, that's spelled R-I-T-Z-E, is an example of how this can be done. This bill passed the Oklahoma House of Representatives, I think sometime earlier this year or late last year. I don't remember which one it was. But if people will go on the internet and take a look at that legislation, just type in Oklahoma Obamacare nullification bill or something to that effect, you will be able to find that quite easily. You will be able to take a look at the language of it, read it, and I would encourage people to take copies of that to their own state legislators and encourage them to begin working on a similar process in their own states, including here in the state of Colorado.
I certainly agree with you totally. The one thing I would say, though, that we have a corrupt Supreme Court. Unfortunately, they've had a corrupt Supreme Court going all the way back to the 1960s, certainly when they brought in abortion, when they took God and prayer out of our schools. And we have a corrupt Supreme Court today. We need to have moral people who believe in the Constitution, not people like Justice Roberts, and they have something on him. He does not want the public to know, and so he votes the way he's told to vote, as do other members of the Supreme Court. And we saw this recently in Arizona, where the Arizona legislature simply wanted to have people identify themselves as citizens, verify they were citizens, American citizens, before they voted. And the Supreme Court said, you can't require the people to verify that they're American citizens. Why, that's unconstitutional. That is the prerogative of the federal government to determine how you will select your voters. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. And my concern is they're going to do something like that with Obamacare. What we need to do is simply point out this whole thing is unconstitutional. And Justice Roberts verified this. He went right along with the liberals and said, oh, yes, it's constitutional, because, of course, Obamacare is a tax. There's no place in the Constitution where the federal government has the right to provide for the health care of the American people or to impose a tax so that we can have health care for the American people. And Justice Roberts, nobody wants to talk against the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, but is a corrupt and evil man who's betrayed his oath. So I agree with you. We need to get people concerned. Obamacare is going to be a disaster. And it's going to result certainly in death panels, and they're going to start withholding medical care. And basically, you go to the doctor now. I went just yesterday to get an X-ray. It took half an hour to get the paperwork filled out. How ridiculous can it be? But I share your concern. We need that. The states should be able to nullify that and keep the Obamacare out of their states. I don't think the federal government will allow it because they don't believe in the Constitution. They want power, they want to control our health, our education, and welfare, and deprive citizens of proper health care.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you, Dr. Stan. I do believe that John Roberts showed himself to truly be not be a conservative, despite all of the propaganda that was put out there to the contrary for that. And I actually believe that he should be removed from his position as Supreme Court Justice. But if people will look that up, I think it will provide at least a model for action. And I do think that there are definitely gangsters in our federal government who will try to make sure that nothing like that, gets any kind of momentum in most of the states. And I do, in fact, believe that many of the states will surrender to Obamacare. But there will be those out there, especially if an informed electorate takes action. There will be those out there, such as Oklahoma, that will perhaps try to make some moves that I think can also generate momentum in other areas as well. I think this could be a model not just for action against Obamacare, but action on several levels that will inspire patriots, constitutionalists, men and women of faith in this country to stand up for our principles as we have known them and not simply let them slip away just by, surrendering the field, that is, if you will, surrendering the battle without even taking any kind of stand to fight. In any event, the other question I wanted to ask you was about Edward Snowden. Dr. Stan, you've been covering that for quite a bit, and I appreciate that because one of the things I have seen is that the anger of the so-called news media in this country about what Edward Snowden has done seems to have run two ways. On one end, you have those who are saying, wow, we didn't know this kind of stuff was going on, and Edward Snowden is a hero. And then on the other hand, you have those such as former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, who is calling the man an outright traitor to his country. I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the purpose of this? Is it some kind of, if you will, limited hangout to test whether the public, how the public is going to react?
I really don't know. My gut feeling is that Snowden is just what he purports to be, a patriot who saw what was happening and was willing to risk everything. Risk certainly his job, his safety, and certainly they're not above killing him. They probably won't kill him just now. Maybe they'll kill him later on for revealing this. I think he really wanted to let the American people know. What really bothers me is that some people say, well, but basically, I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide. Why should I be concerned that they're listening to all of my telephone conversations and recording them? And people really don't know the extent of the records that they have on every single person listening to this program. But, of course, this whole idea, look, why should we be concerned if they're there to protect us? Why, Sydney, why should we be concerned, you know, what they know about me? I have nothing to hide. Well, let me simply point out that, first of all, they're not collecting this because they want to protect you from terrorism, because the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. All you need to do is watch it come down 10 times, as I did, to finally convince myself that's controlled demolition. So they were doing what they're doing today, collecting in all this information long before the so-called 9/11 terrorist attack. But somebody recently, I was just reading an article this morning, and somebody wanted to demonstrate certainly this idea that I have nothing to hide, why should I be concerned? So he went out on the street and set up a video camera and would interview people on the street and ask them their name, and most of them would give their name, and then they'd want to know where, certainly what the sort of work they did, and they didn't want to know where they lived and what their Social Security card number was. And pretty soon people would say, look, I don't want to give you that information. Well, why not if you have nothing to hide? Well, of course, most people would get eventually, as you had more and more intrusive questions, they'd get angry. And you should get angry, ladies and gentlemen. They're collecting a dossier on you. They know everything about you. My telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines, 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. Is our caller still with us?
Yes, Dr. Stan, one last thing I did want to say here as far as the Edward Snowden thing is concerned. I do, in fact, appreciate what Mr. Snowden has done. I do regard him as a patriot, someone whose intentions were good and just and honorable. The only question I had with respect, and you did answer it, with respect to what was going on was why the media seemed so intent on doing this hangout with this information. I actually think that this is a form of a testing of the American people, if you will, to see what kind of reaction they will get, how docile the American people might be to this late round of informing us of how deep we are into this matrix of tyranny that they want to put us into. But I think that the American people have sufficiently responded to that, not overwhelmingly so, but there has certainly been quarters of the American people who have responded to that and said, no, we will not accept this. What I do also want to add to that is, for your callers and many of the people, or should I say for your listeners, many of the people who listen to your program will already know this, but I think many of us must be much more proactive in getting out alternative sources of information, because in my opinion, this degenerate propaganda news media is in fact lying when they said that they were not aware of this information, when they say that they were not aware that the government had this kind of activity, this kind of ability. You yourself have been proclaiming for a number of years, since I've been listening to you, Alex Jones, Joel Skousen, and many others, well, long before Edward Snowden was ever even heard of, that our government has this ability and that it has been using this ability to spy on the American people. So I believe that we need to have alternative sources, alternative lines like yourself, and those like myself and others who listen to you and others must be much more proactive in getting alternative sources of information to the American people so that they're not taken by surprise by things like this. I think what Edward Snowden has done is to confirm much of the things that you and others have been saying across the years. So I want to tell you that I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, God bless you, and I agree with your basic concept. I think the question that I've had in the back of my mind is, why has the media given them as much coverage as they have? They can shut off our access to information instantaneously. They put an order out, and none of the major media outlets will discuss this. They've allowed this information to be put out, and for that reason, some people think that Snowden is actually a government agent. This whole thing is put out by them. I don't think so. I think that he is sincere. I think that he's trying to do the right thing. The fact that they allowed the information out may very well be. They want to see how depraved the American people have come, how indifferent they are to these concepts of individual freedom, and how much they trust the government with the information. After all, they're collecting it because they're concerned about our safety. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not concerned about your safety. They want to kill off the majority of the American people. They're already doing it. They're poisoning our water with fluoride. They know that this is a deadly poison. They know that it affects our minds, our fertility. They know certainly that it promotes cancer. That they know all these things. That's why they're fluoridating the water. And have sold us certainly the idea it's all about children's teeth. And yet, of course, in places where they fluoridate the water, like New York City, why the children have even worse dental caries than they have in areas where they don't fluoridate it. In fact, since they stopped fluoridating the water in parts of Europe, why, of course, the dental health has actually increased. But the average American isn't allowed to know that because they control the media. But they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air with aluminum. And if you don't believe that, simply go to your website, search engine, and type in jet fuel aluminum, and see what comes up. And then, of course, they're poisoning the food with so many things, whether it be aspartame, bisphenol. Bisphenol is in plastics, and if you wrap your food in plastic linings, certainly you'll get this, contamination. And bisphenol has a tremendous impact on our endocrine system, and it's carcinogenic. They know all of these things. It affects our minds. It's in so many of our foods, and whether it's in the colorings that they put in, and certainly the the fact that the genetically modified foods actually alter chemical makeup. They basically are carcinogenic. They alter fertility rates. They know these things. And yet, of course, 90% of the major staple crops, I'm talking about corn and soya, canola oil, cottonseed oil, and others, are genetically modified. And we're not even allowed to know what is going on, whereas in Europe, they won't allow it because they know it's poisonous. The average American has no idea what's going on. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our vaccines. They're putting mercury-laden fillings into our mouths. And basically, they're doing all of these terrible things, and the average American docilely accepts it. I think a lot of this is the toxicity on the brain that comes from all of the things we've been talking about. So we're in real trouble as a nation. When are the American people going to stand up and say, no more? Well, I think we have a lot of people out there, as you can see from the calls this morning, who are concerned. We need everybody to be involved because America is under attack, not from the terrorists. This whole world terrorist movement is financed by these very people. Why do you think we're funding the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria? Why are we funding the Al-Qaeda weapons in Syria and fighting them in Afghanistan? And nobody wants to ask that question. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. America is in trouble today. But the greatest trouble we have is the fact that America has turned against God. America was initially a Christian nation. America is no longer a Christian nation. Simply all you need to do is look what they've done to our schools. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and moral teaching and Christmas and Easter and any acknowledgement of God or Jesus Christ out of the American educational system. Why? Because they want to destroy the souls of our children. And indeed, we are engaged in a battle for the very survival of our nation. And if there's not a mass revival, God is going to destroy this country. We'll be back in a moment just to wrap up the program.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Cass, and this time I need to remind you that my ministry Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you, and you can do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not able to help, and I know many people are having real financial problems today, we ask you to pray for my ministry, for our provision and protection, because God's kept us going for almost, well, 20 years now. We got started in December of 1992, so that's over 20 years, and we're still going. And certainly I know other people have been doing this. I've certainly not been able to continue. One of them was shot. His name was William Cooper, and he was this fellow out at who he had on my program. I was on his program, and but he, of course, for whatever reason, sent a SWAT team out, and they simply killed him. Well, under any circumstances, we hope that you'll want to help and support Radio Liberty, and if you don't, why, of course, that you'll pray for us. We have all sorts of wonderful books and videos and 4-tape sets that you can get, and that, of course, helps us. We carry a number of products that, the health products, and we're talking about things like magnesium and selenium and curcumin and krill oil, omega-3 oils. Certainly vitamin D3 is vitally important. You need supplements to your diet. If you are certainly getting out in the sunlight, as your parents and your grandparents did, well, you wouldn't need vitamin D supplements. But most of us are not getting out in the sunlight, and when we do, why, we wear sunscreen. Worst thing in the world you can do, because, of course, it cuts down on your vitamin D, and vitamin D is essential for your health, for your mind, for your bones, but mostly for your immune system. And, of course, vitamin D does help to prevent cancer and other infections, something you should be taking in large amounts if you start coming down with a cold. I take 5,000 units of vitamin D3 a day, and whether you get it from us or get it from somebody else, you should be taking the supplements. Of course, we hope that you'll perhaps want to start taking the various health supplements that we offer, and, of course, you can learn about them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We carry Iodorol, it's an iodine supplement, because most people are not getting enough iodine, and the amounts that are being recommended by the government are really inadequate. So if you'd like, of course, to learn about the health supplements, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. 448927. Of course, we push them because they help maintain our radio network. The funds go into paying the radio bills and paying for the small staff we have, although neither my wife or I take a salary, because we do what we do because we're trying to educate the public. But unfortunately, the radio networks that sell us time do have to be paid, and so we do sell the health products, and we believe in them. We wouldn't sell something we didn't believe in. Certainly, we sell the spices. If you're interested in spices and having better-tasting food, why, of course, give us a call. And certainly, we've been using these on our own for probably close to 20 years, and I just got the idea. Maybe we could actually sell those to our listeners, and we talked to the people who put them out. They were happy to sell it to them. Us wholesale, so we can sell them to your retail, and it really does show us stuff. Certainly make eating a much more pleasurable experience. Well, our number is 1-800-544-8927. So please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our position. May the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation.